Exact Theater in Xenia is currently producing an Ohio premiere, The Face of Emmett Till. In 1955, Mamie Till put her only son, 14-year-old Emmett, on a train from Chicago to visit family in Mississippi. He was kidnapped and brutally murdered for allegedly flirting with a white woman. Decades later, Mamie Till Mobley co-wrote a play about her struggle. Community Voices producer David Seitz has the story of Mamie's play.
In the late 1990s, Mamie Till Mobley called David Barr, an African-American playwright in Chicago. Joyce Barnes, the play's director for Exact Theater in Xenia, says that even after so many years, Mamie Till Mobley still wanted to tell her story.
She wanted to set the record straight. So many different versions of what happened had been out there, and she wanted to tell it the way she knew it to be.
David Barr talked with Mamie Till for months and interviewed countless people related to the events. But he said he could not find the spirit of Emmett and Mamie. Finally, she told him to visit the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, Alabama.
And he said, "Why do you want me to go?" And she said, "Because Emmett is there." And he went and he did encounter Emmett. And he said, in that moment, the play, the plot, the story, everything just came together.
Director Joyce Barnes calls The Face of Emmett Till Mamie Till's memory play. It captures how her family said goodbye to Emmett and warned him about Mississippi.
"If you see a white man, just drop your head. I don't care if it makes sense or not. Don't even look them in the eye. Just drop your head.
Listen to your mama, boy.
She's right. The boy's got to know."
"Well, Mom, you don't got to worry about me. I'll be all right."
Actress Mendu Kanyile takes on the role of Mamie Till.
"I know in the beginning I was more infuriated when I was portraying her, and then I noticed that that's not Mamie. Mamie's very calm, very poised, and so I have to remove myself from the anger that I feel for her and almost become enlightened just as she was to understand that maybe anger is not the way to solve things sometimes."
After hearing of Emmett's death, Mamie Till found out that the police in Mississippi were trying to bury him there instead of in Chicago.
A light switch comes on for her, that if we don't get Emmett back here, we'll never know what happened. And why are people going out of their way to prevent me from seeing him?
We now know that Mamie Till also faced conflict when her family sought out the support of the NAACP. It was a tough relationship.
"But you see, you and the NAACP have all the political machinery down there. You have all the connections. I'm just a single mother in Chicago trying to raise my boy as best as I can."
"Please understand. The NAACP has hundreds of cases. They are all very important."
"Mr. Wilkins, this is the only case that I care about."
The whole Till family endured repeated death threats, obscene phone calls, and insulting letters. A police car guarded their home. All along, her family supported her decisions.
"They all afraid that this fuss over Emmett is going to cause Negroes to march down to Mississippi. Well, we ought to march down there and root out every one of them wetnecks. It's time for a change."
When Mamie Till's family finally saw Emmett's body that had been tortured and sunk in the river, his face was so torn apart and swollen into a death mask that it was impossible to recognize his features. Joyce Barnes says that too many names of African Americans murdered in the Jim Crow South have been forgotten.
"So I think Emmett would have been one of those if she hadn't found something within her faith, her community, her family, to say, I want the world to see what they did."
Tens of thousands of people lined the blocks of the funeral home for a week to mourn Emmett Till and see his face. When Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat 3 months later, she said that she was thinking of Emmett Till. The play The Face of Emmett Till broadens this American story and celebrates Mamie's activism and her spirit. At the theater, you can also see a pop-up exhibit from the National Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center about Jet Magazine's coverage of the Emmett Till story. The exhibit shows how African Americans chronicle their history when it is ignored by the mainstream press. For Culture Couch, this is David Seitz.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.